It has been so pleasant, so nice, and very interesting. I came for this women's conference, which they call the Pan-Africa Women Conference, where we discuss issues that relate to women, their empowerment, their health, education, and gender equality. So we've been busy discussing on such issues, and we hope to go back home to see how we can implement what we have learned.
Sometimes, you know, conferences are held, people from all walks of life, especially in Africa, come. They say the meeting is fruitful, the resolutions were nice, but the implementation becomes a problem. What will be different?
Inshallah, my hope is to go back to Nigeria to see how I can implement all we have discussed. Just like I said earlier on, we have an NGO. I have an NGO I personally called I Care Women and Youth Initiative. And this NGO has a lot of goals that coincides with what we are discussing today. So I just hope and pray this is just a continuous of what I'm doing. So I intend to continue doing that.
So how would you use your position as the second lady of the land to implement these policies and goals that you have come to discuss here, not only specifically in certain areas of Nigeria, but the entire country?
We give thanks to Almighty God and to our husbands. We know they are behind us. We'll go back and tell them what needs to be done as regards women. And I think they will assist us all the way. And we hope that partnering with other international and national donors, we'll get to where we're going.
So on what levels are you prepared to empower the ordinary Nigerian woman with these kinds of empowerment tools that you've discussed here in Washington?
Yes, basically one of the challenges women have in Nigeria is empowerment, especially that of the woman. Not only the woman alone, including our youth, but poverty has been the major cause of so many ill vices in Nigeria. And we believe if we tackle the issue of poverty, which is one of the goals of the MDGs, we hope we'll reduce unemployment and we'll empower our women and we'll make sure that our girls go to school, including the boys, because we don't want to leave the boys behind. We want to see that all women have access to free education, including the girls, and access to medical healthcare services. So these are the things we want to do.
So how will this tie in with the Nigerian government's initiative to improve the walks of life of the ordinary woman, specifically in Nigeria?
No, it's going to tie very well, because just like I told you, we have similar goals and objectives, and our aims is to see that we achieve it. With the MDGs, Nigeria government is committed to implementing the MDG goals successfully. So I think we'll partner with them also to see that we complement the effort of the government and to touch on different lives positively.
Now, will there be an education drive to encourage women specifically to be participatory in the upcoming election in Nigeria?
Yes, this is what we have been doing. If you have been watching us with the First Lady, Her Excellency Dimpisha and Goodluck Jonathan, we have been moving from one state to another, advocating and sensitizing women to come out and vote and be voted for, to participate in all political aspects of the country. And we are telling them they are potentially good and they can contribute their quota to the development of their nation. So I hope with this great and massive sensitization, this year the political scenario will change. You will see a lot of women coming out to contest. They are willing to contribute their quota and will support them all the way.
Will we see Hajia in the future running for political office?
I have no plans for that.
So what will be your message to the ordinary Nigerian woman as well as the entire women on the African continent?
My message to them is to tell all the women that we have hidden potentials, which we should come out, make use of it, and allow our community to tap from it. We can be equally good leaders. We are so honest, we are so articulate, we are hardworking, and above all, women all over the world are not only homemakers, bridge builders, but we are also the peacekeepers. And I think with such potentials, our nations will go a long way.